had it be on Sofen side of the Hechel. On the north side of the Hechel, that's where the menorah was. But the Marvot Tony, HaShulchan, or remember, the Korban said, you're not Gerus, this top one, the first thing. Menorah B'Sofen, we're not Gerus then. Fighting. For Tony, HaShulchan, Hoyenosin, Mechatzei Abayis Lofnim. The Shulchan itself was put, Mechatzei Abayis Lofnim. If you just measure the Hechel itself, which was 40 yamas long, this was put right smack in the middle. The 20th amor of the Hechel, that's where the Shulchan was put. As the Shulchan Ayanosan Mechatzei Abayis Lofnim, a little bit inwards, Moshech Menakoysel Beis Amos Amachza. It wasn't altogether against the north wall of the Beis Hamikdash. It was a little bit away from the north wall, 2 amos and a half. Kalpei Atzof, a little bit away from the north side of the Hechel, it was 2.5 amos away from the north wall of the Hechel. That's where the Shulchan was. Or Menorah, where was the Menorah? Kinegdoi, right opposite, Bedorim on the south side of the Hechel. That's where the Menorah was. So the Shulchan was on the right side on the north, and the Menorah was on the left side on the Dorim. Mizbeach Azov, where was the inner Mizbeach Azov? It was also in the Hechel. Hoyenosim Biemtza Bayis. That was right smack in the middle between the Menorah and the Shulchan. Mamash in the middle of the Bayis. Now, Cholek Es Habayis, Mechetzev Olefnim. And also, if the Hechel was 40 yamas long, so the Mizbeach started the 20th, the middle 20th Amma. Umoshach Kimo Kalpei Tzofen. So, Cholek Es Habayis, Mechetzev Olefnim. It starts to go inside, inwards a little bit. Moshach Kimo Kalpei Tzofen. He's Gerus, the gross Gerus, Moshe Kalpe Chutz. It was stuck out a little bit. Alright. Our guess is Moshe Kimo Kalpe Chutz. Alright, we also have that here. Moshe Kimo Kalpe Chutz. It was sticking out a little bit towards the outside. The Kulon Hoyu Nosa Mishlisha Bayis Lefnim. And really all of it was in the third of the Bayis Lefnim. Because really the way it was, the Hechel was 40 yamas long. The Kodesh HaKadoshim was only 20 yamas long. If you only count the Hechel itself, the Shulchan and Menorah all smack in the middle is called Mamish in the middle. In the middle, 20th Amma. But if you count the whole thing, the Hechel and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so together it's 60 Yamas. So if this was only 20 Yamas up, that's only one third of the whole thing. That's if you want to count the whole base, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then it's considered Nosun Mishlish HaBayis Lofnim. That's one third of the Bayis. Because 20 of 60 is only one third. Fight the Esther Menorahs Oster Shlomo. Shlomo Melech made 10 Menorahs. Shenem Raposik says, Vayases Menorahs Hazov, Esther Kimishpotim. He made Kimishpotim, he made 10 of them. Vayitem Echel Hashem. Vayichel Echel, he put them into the Echel. Hey Miyamin, for Hey Mismoel, 5 was on the right side and 5 was on the left side. Ein Tamer, now don't say, Chomish Bitsofin, 5 was on the north side. The Chomish Bedorim was placed on the south side. Why? Because for Loi Ein HaMenorah Ksher Mele Bedorim. Because the menorah is only kosher, it's on the south side of the Hechel. You can't have it on the north side of the Hechel. On the north side of the Hechel, it's only kosher for the Shulchan. But the menorah has to be on the Dorim on the left side, on the south side. So you can't say 5 of them was on the north side. Shenema the Pesuk says, V'yes HaMenorah Neichach HaShulchan. The menorah is the opposite side of the Shulchan. Al Yerech HaMishkan Temona. It has to be on the south side of the Mishkan. So the menorah is only kosher on the south side. So Kitzur, when you had all 10, you have to say all 10 was on the south side of the Hechel. What does the Pesuk mean? Chomesh miyamin, the chomesh mismil. He has 5 menorahs on the right side and 5 menorahs on the left side. Elot means like this. Chomesh miyamin menorahsa shomoshe. 5 of them was on the right side. It could be all of them was on the south side of the Hechel. But on the south side, 5 of them was on the right side of the menorah Shel Moshe, the Chomesh Mismoilo, and 5 of them was on the left side of the menorah Shel Moshe. Afal Pikein Loihoye Mavir Elu Shel Moshe Bavat. But this Mandiyam again that Shlomo Melech only used to use the menorah Shel Moshe, even though he had another 10 menorahs there. Those 10 he didn't use. He only used the menorah Shel Moshe Bavat. Shenema the Pesuk says O menorah Sazov Veneiroseh Levoir Boerev Boerev. Your menorah sazov is that one menorah. Menorah sazov, when they sell levoyah boerev boerev. So according to Sman Diyami, you only used one menorah all the time. Even though there were 10 there, the other 10 were not used, just the one menorah shel Moshe. Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, al kulam hayim mavir. He used to use all 10 of them. Shenem, the pasuk says,
v'yes ha-menorahs, v'neirahs sehem, mashma plural, there are a few of them, levarom, kamishpot lefnei hadvir, zohav sogur. This is the mishpat that used to make the menorah, and lefnei hadvir in the kodesh, in the kodeshim, zohav sogur had to be pure gold. Then the next pasuk says, v'haperach v'haneirahs, v'hamelekochayim, zohav, was also made out of gold. And who michloi zov? This gold also had to be pure gold. Even the kelim for the menorah also had to be made out of pure gold. And the Gemara dashins hein kilu zovay shomayshe. Here the girsh is shomayshe. The Gemara Menache says that it means kilu zovay shel shleimoy. It means that Shleimah Melech used up all his gold in order to make these 10 menorahs. He used up all his gold. And Tony Reb Yehuda b'shem Asi. Shleimah Melech had to take 1,000 kikr of gold, or machnis and lekur, and put it into the melting pot, put it into the oven, or moitzi, and they took it out, ad shehu ma'midoi al echot, until it was mekayim back to, it got, only came down to one kikr shel zov, and that's what he made the menorah from, lekayim ma'shener, shenemar, in order to be mekayim, what the pasuk says, kika zohov tor, osa oisot. The menorah was made from one kikar pure of gold. So that's Trat Shlomo Melech used up all his pure gold to make the menorah, because they had to use 1,000 kikar in order to come down to finally get one kikar of pure gold. Mor says Tanya, Omer Rabbi Yosi Bei Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa b'menorahs zohov. And Maisa, what's happened was one of the golden menorahs, She'osa Moshe b'midbar, that Moshe Rabbeinu made in the midbar, and it had an extra dinar worth of gold on it, more than the kikar shel zov. It had an extra dinar, and they wanted to get rid of it. So how do you get rid of it? They wanted to melt it down, and that way some gold gets lost. And they put it into the melting pot 80 times, and nothing happened to it. It didn't get less. And nothing got less. But the Gemara v'yoyis, is it possible, like the Kabbalah says, b'tmi et akasha, is it possible to say that they melted it down 80 times and no gold got lost? Like we see every time we melt down gold, it comes purer, and some gold gets lost. So the Gemara answers, ad lo yokum abruvei hu choser. It calls the mind, it's not pure gold, then every time you melt it down, it gets less and less. A choser sagin. But once you get the gold to be down to pure gold, then no matter how many times you'll cook it up, you'll melt it down, still it won't lose any part of it. So that's why here the gold that Moshe used was already pure gold, so when they wanted to get this dinner of gold off it, they couldn't get it off. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. Daf Yutches, in the Mishnah and Daf Yutches. Shloisha also shayfaros hoye b'migdash. There were 13 different shayfaros in the migdash. With a shayfar means there were boxes that they used to put the money that they gave. We'll soon see for what it's talking for the davis. But it looked like a shayfar that on top of the box it was very narrow, so they couldn't put your hand inside it. But on the bottom was very wide, and it could collect a lot of money. So there are 13 different shofaros in the Migdash. V'chosev aleihem, and it was written, the names, the purpose of them was written on them. One was taklin charetin, new shkolim. That means the machzah shekel that you used to give for this coming year, that's called taklin charetin, for the new shkolim. V'taklin atikin, another shofar was for last year's shkolim. If somebody brought it too late, like he forgot to give last year for the Machzor Shekel, and it comes to the Beis Hamikdash after Nisan, like it's for the past year, so they put it in a special box, special shofar, and they use special things for it. It's not brought, not used to buy kabbonis, because for the kabbonis you have to use the new money for the coming year, it's used for something else. It's like the Shuri Halishcha. Kinim, another shofar had a shame kinim, used to put money there to buy the birds, and the Geisle Oilam. Another one was the Geisle Oilam, also pigeons to buy for Korban Oilam. So we'll see in the Gemara, what does two mean? What's kinim and what's Geisle Oilam? So the Korban Eda says, it doesn't say the two. Well, we'll see in the Gemara, these two. Yeah. You guys hear them. Eitzim, Levoina, another one was Eitzim. People used to give money to buy wood with. Levoina, or else to buy the Levoina. Or El Zohab, the Kaparis, used to give money to have the Zohab, the gold for the Kaparis. Yeah. And then Shishal and Nadova. There were six different Shepharis just set aside for Nadova. That people used to be menadim of the money. And we'll see in the Gemara exactly which money went there, for which different types of kabbonis. This was the 13 different Shepharis that were in the Beis Hamikdash. It says, Eitzim, says, a masnadiv, Eitzim, Marocha, Noisim, the male Masoichi. Somebody was menadiv, promised to give money to bring the wood for the Marocha, so they used to put the money here. Levoina, masnadiv, Levoina, Noisim, double Masoichi. If you menadiv to give Levoina, you put the money in this shofar. Zov, ha masnadiv, Zov, whoever did, was menadiv, promised to give gold, Noisim, Shum. Oi, Dimei, Shavi, or else the value of the gold. Vula kaparis kolaymar leklisharis. Kaparis here means to any type of a klisharis. Sham mizrokais negroim kipure zov. That the kli they used to makabel the dam, that's called also zov. So kitsa they bought a klisharis with this gold. And shisha shafaras and thoros hemel dova begumarma forest. The Gemara will explain what do we need these six different shafaras for. Yeah. Now, taklin charetin. What's that shofar for? Shebechol shona b'shona. The people used to bring the machsa shekel. They would put it in this shofar. The taklin charetin, the new shkolim. The yatikin. What does the old one mean? Mishloi hevi eshtokad. If someone did not bring last year's machsa shekel, shekel l'shona bo. When it comes this year, he gives the money. He gives, first of all, for the new coming year, and he also gives for last year, so that's money they put in the taklin atikin. Yehabo kinim, shonabo, kinim hein toirin. Kinim means toirin, that's type of pigeons. The goizle oilo, hein b'nei yoyne. It's also a type of a pigeon. One is younger and one is older. They're both type of pigeons. No, one means young ones, and toirin means older ones. And the Nayana means the younger ones. The Kula Noilus. The Tanakam holds both of them, these two Shepharis, for the Kakanim and for the Gozoli Ayla, they're both birds that went for a Korban Ayla. Just one was younger pigeons and one were older ones. But they both only went for Oilus. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. The Chachamim and Chachamim say, Kanim, no, is Echod Chatas V'Echod Oilam. The shofar, the special box that you put money for the kinyan, that was for like a yoledes that has to have a chiyuv. She has to bring one for a chatis and one for an oila. Those are the two birds she needs. And goizli oila, the second shofar that was called or written on it, goizli oila, those were birds used for korban oila. Those were kulun oilas. Those all went for korban oila. So it's a machlekes. We have you the holds. Both are shofars for the kinyan and for the goizli oila. Only went for korban oila and. That's a Yudishita. And the Chum say no. And Kinim went for a Chattis also. They had a special pushka where they used to collect the money for the Chattis also. Hoimer Harei Olai Eitzim. If somebody's Menadiv says, I have a Chiv, I want to bring wood for the Marocha, for the Mizbeach, is La Yivchais Mishnei Gezirin. He can't bring less than two blocks, two pieces of wood. That's the least you could bring. Because you have to at least bring two pieces of wood the size that they put on the marocha, which is a nama by nama. Levoina, let's say somebody's menadim says, I'll bring levoina to the base of Migdish, is la yivchais mikaimitz. You can't bring less than a kemitza. Kemitza is like a handful, excluding your thumb and your pinky. The three fingers, that's called a kemitza. That's how much levaina you have to bring. Zohov, somebody says will be mechayev to bring gold, is layiv chayes medinah, zohov. The least you have to bring is a dinar worth of zohov. That's how much gold you have to bring. Yeah. Right. Then the Mishnah says, shishal nedava. There were six different shofaros, six different boxes that they had a name nedava on it. Is maho yoisin bo? What do they do with this money that the people put in to buy nedavas? Is loichin bo oilos? They brought a carbon oilah from this money. That haboso l'shem, the meat of the carbon went on the mizbeach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the oiras l'kahanim, and the skin went to the kahanim. So that's why they brought the carbon oilah, because this went to both of them, for the kohen and for Hashem. Now then, midrash dorish yoyodah kohen godol. This is the way yoyodah kohen godol made a drosha, that to save the moiser, the leftover money from the kavanos, should be brought, should be used to buy a carbon oilah. That's why they put in the dover. The dover meant all the maestris, the leftover money from the carbonis. If you set aside the money for carbon chattis or for carbon ashim, the leftover money you put into the dover. You put into the pushka called the dover. Then with this nedavis, they used to buy a carbon oiler. How do we know now with leftover money you buy a carbon oiler? So Yidash and the Apostle says in Vayikra, Osham hu, Osham, Osham Lashem. For a carbon Osham, you're giving to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So it says a Lashem Osham hu, it's a carbon for you. And Osham Osham Lashem, it's a carbon for Hashem. So Master, for one carbon you have two things that the Kohanim get from it, who? And Hashem gets from it. Ze'aklal, that kol shu bo mishum chatis. Any money that's left over from a chatis, it doesn't mean the actual money for the carbon chatis. Because chiti, you have to bring a carbon chatis. That means the money that you set aside to buy a carbon chatis. And you had leftover money. You only used up half of it. What do you do with the leftover money? O mishum ashmo. Any type of a carbon that you set aside because you did an oshem, that you have a chiyuv to bring a carbon, the leftover money is yilokach pohen oilos. You're supposed to buy a carbon oilos from the leftover money. That's what your yodah kain godah made a drusha. Because it says oshem hu, it belongs to you, and oshem lashem, it goes to Hashem. Therefore, carbon oilos habos on l'shem, the meat of the carbon oilos goes on the mizbeach, it's being burnt for Hashem, the oiras l'kahanim, but the skin goes to the kahanim. Nimtzu shnei ksuvim kayomim. Therefore, you mekayim both parts of this pasuk. That oshom, oshom lashem, that means the meat goes to Hashem. The oshom lakoyin, and the oshom goes to the kohen, that means the skin of the animal goes to the kohen. The yom of the pasuk says, kesef oshom v'chesef chatis, lo yuv v'beis Hashem, lakanim yiyu. It should go to the kohenim source, so we see the finyan that they both have to do with it. That the meat goes to Hashem, and the skin goes to the kohenim. So with Asher, from this pasuk, that you should do something from it that both should have anor from it. Both the Kayin and the and Lashem. And therefore, Stamazai, it's a carbon oila. Yes. So, Gemara. Tanya, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Loihoya Shoife Shokina B'Yushalayim, Nefnei HaTerubis. Out of the 13 Shofaros in the Beis HaMikdash, there wasn't a special Shoife for Kingdom. That means to bring a carbon chattis. As if Yehuda sheet there was, that we had two, Kinim and Goyzli Oila, both of them went for carbon oila. That's all. Both birds were used for carbon oila. But there was no special shofar to have collect money to use for a carbon chattis, an oilas chattis. Tanya Rav Yehuda, Lehoye shofar shekinim v'yushalayim. Like the carbon Eda says, Lehoye shofar shekinim, Choyva, there wasn't the kinim of Choyva, you have a chiyuv to bring. Kagoyin zav v'zav of yiledis. Sheyitnu l'teichoy moyis, kishem shey shofaris lehem, Lekan Nedova. Ketamba Mastisim. His Mishnah only says there was a Nedova, there was a Kan, there was a Shofar for a Kan of Nedovas that you want to bring a carbon oiler for. But these Noshim, the Yoledis and the Zova that had a Chiyuv to bring a pair of birds, one for a Chattis and one for an Oilon, that there was no Shofar for. They did not set aside money for that. Why not? The Fnayat Terubis. Because we're afraid of the mixed up money that will be in that Shofar. Why? Val Shema Thomas Achas. Maybe one of the ladies, one of the bailim, will die. V'nimtzu d'mei chatois misois muravis ben. And the law is, if you have a carbon chatis and the bailim dies, the carbon is pasta. You can't use it. The carbon is mace. So here, if the bailim set aside money for carbon chatis and they'll die, so the money can't be used. So if you have it mixed up in the middle of the sol shofarim, you ruin all the money in the pushka box. Therefore, there was no box set aside for kinei chayvus. This is Rabbi Yehuda's shita. So at the Karmel Eidam, if they have the rubais, Shema Thomas Achas from Yosim. Maybe one of the Bailam, one of the Noshim will die. She knows no Moyes for Shofar. Levele Moyes Chatish Shemesu Baleho. No Robin Imak Sheris. The Akob Sulam Horchas Yamamelech. All the money you have to throw out to the Yamamelech. So not to come to such a case, we don't have any special Shofar for the Noshim that have to bring the Korban Chatis. Nastam, they buy the Chatis right away. But we don't set aside the Shofar for the money to be there. For the Mora Kasha. For Tanya, we learned, for Isha Shomra, Harayo like Khan. Nisha says she have a chiyuv to bring the Khan. Navy to make Khan. She brings the money for the Khan. For Nois Nosse Ba Shofar. And she brings it in, she puts it into the Shofar. She, the commentator says, she costs of Olav. So really, the Girsha should be, the commentator starts off saying, is, for Isha Shiesha Le Leida Oiziva. We're talking about an Isha that has a chiyuv korban because she was a Yeledis. Or else she was a Ziva. That she has a chiyuv to bring a chatif and a neila. Still, the din says that she gives the money and puts it into a pushka. Meviyat de meikan, she brings the money for the oila and the chatis, but nois nosei ba shofar, she puts it into the shofar. So, the kashrut, you see clearly, there was a shofar for a kanyim chayvais. The yoicheles bekodeshim. All she has to do is just